What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between along for the ride, the Monday Night Meltdown edition of the program. NFL football won't have a preseason. There won't be fans at MetLife Stadium for the Jets or the Giants, but the Major League Baseball season is set to begin in less than 72 hours of time. We're breaking it down. We're going to break it down all week. And then next week, we'll begin our NBA breakdowns. All right? So we're going to be all over the Major League Baseball diamond this week. We're breaking down the props. Is anybody going to hit 20 or more home runs? What about 46.5 RBIs? How many strikeouts will the top strikeout leader get as far as pitchers are concerned? It's 105.5. We can get into the MVPs, the Cy Youngs, divisions, win totals, everything else in between. Drew Martin Betts going to step up and in from Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll see what Drew is laying it down on as far as Major League Baseball futures are concerned. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Listen, I've got the patience of Kanye West. How is Kanye doing right now anyways? Have they claimed that Kanye was hacked yet? Because things were getting pretty crazy with Kanye on Twitter earlier. I saw him talking about how NBC set up Bill Cosby. You know, I met Bill Cosby. Speaking of baseball, actually, I met Bill Cosby on a Major League Baseball opening night. And in fact, I had Bill Cosby on the show. People have actually asked me, who's the biggest guest you've ever had on Sports Rage? We've had big guys on. You know, we've had big sports guys on. Jerry Rice, Mike Ditka, and stuff like that. But Bill Cosby, pretty big. We had Bill Cosby on. The early days of Sports Rage, before Bill Cosby got caught for dipping the Jello, or dipping something, you know. So Kanye's going off pretty big. So I imagine Kanye's not a very patient person in real life. Neither am I. But even I can be patient enough to lay it down on a future, and it's a 60-game season. It's 2 months. It's 2 months, and there is value on the board, man. We're going to go through the divisions. We'll get into some more of these player props, American League, National League MVP, Cy Youngs. We got a ton of your picks coming right now that we'll share. Sports Rage, late night. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table. with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Sports Rage, late night. Who's dealing? Who's in? I know Drew Martin's always in. He's in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's also right now on the grid, kicking it with us on Sports Rage late night. Don't forget, you can catch Scotty Farrell leading into this program. We got Scott Wetzel, Bagels and Bad Beats, following the program. We kick it midnight Eastern and midnight Pacific, depending on where you are. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates right now in the late night hours. Let's talk some baseball props right now with Drew Martin Betts, Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on, Drew?
Gabe, what's up, buddy? I'm doing good. You know, we got game week. It's actually game week. It's here. We're a matter of days, if not hours, away from team sports starting back up. So I'm feeling good, Gabe. You know, I shot over to the beach this weekend, to Huntington Beach, kind of chilled out, got my mind right for the season. Hit the craps tables when I got back. Did pretty well there. And heck of a UFC weekend. Went 3 for 3. So I'm feeling good, Gabe. You caught me on a high, and I'm excited for MLB baseball, buddy.
Look at you, Drew. You're living the dream, man. Las Vegas. I like how you're like, oh, I need a little break. From what? Like lounging on the strip in Las Vegas? So yeah, you go to Huntington Beach. You're kicking it at the beach. Las Vegas. Baseball season, you're living the high life.
I mean, I just had a little spurt here, Gabe, you know, a couple days where I'm like, man, team sports are coming back. And you know how it is, Gabe, when you got football season and then college basketball right after that and right into baseball by you know, May. And
you're getting ready to go to work now.
It's almost like, man, you can't keep your head up because. Exactly. Now I'm getting back into work and studying up and, you know, get kind of the sobriety is hitting me. As you might be able to relate, and we got to put some work in and find some winners.
Well, I'll tell you what, like if they actually start football on time and college football and everything, I'm in a lot of trouble because normally at this time of the year, I've got best bets, I've got futures, but I've held off just due to the uncertainty of everything. But I have spent a lot of time. Listen, we've been banging the MLS. You talk about team sports. The MLS tournament has been great. You know, we struggled. It's an erratic league. It's like it's all over the place. Like it's like MLS is back. Hashtag MLS is crack. But the last 4 or 5 days, we're starting to get into a little bit of a groove. We just hit a draw tonight, which was pretty cool. But I want to talk some baseball futures with you. And normally I'm kind of impatient. I can live with college football futures because the season isn't that long. What I like about this baseball season is the fact it's only 60 games. We don't have to wait a long time, Drew, to get paid for these futures. You lay the bet down, and you know before the end of September, boom, you know we're gonna have some winners. Hopefully, more winners than losers. So I want to get into some of this, some of the divisions a little bit with you, or some of the other props. See, you know whatever catches your eye. But looking at the American League East right now, and New York Yankees are real big favorites. -290. The Rays are +300. The Rays are a trendy team, but it's one thing to say, you know what, the Rays can do it, but will they do it? I think people are really buying into the way the Yankees are crushing the baseball right now over the last couple of days in these exhibition games, and they see Aaron Judge smoking the baseball like they do. Are you willing to step up and mess with the Yankees here and pull the trigger on the Rays?
You know, I haven't in terms of futures in the AL East as of right now, Gabe. You brought up a couple great points. I mean, one, I do think the Yankees take it. I wouldn't pay the premium that the market's kind of charging here on the AL East futures because I do think the Rays are for real. And also, I wanted to add in here, you know, teams like Toronto, kind of the young, up-and-coming type rosters, I'm wanting to kind of stay away from them. And I know there's some other happenings going on. Where are they going to play their home games, which I'm actually not up to date on where that's actually going to happen, which could affect all the teams in the AL East and the NL East. So it's a division
so
where
right now,
I
Drew,
haven't really bet any futures.
For the Blue Jays.
Yeah?
Yeah. As it is right now, they could be playing their home games in Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gabe, I want to ask you, you know, I believe they play their spring training in Dundon, Florida. Why wouldn't they just make that their home field?
Because of the outbreak of coronavirus in the state of Florida, the players don't want to go. The players, the organization wanted to go there. They own the facility. They spent money upgrading it. They spent money upgrading the clubhouses and everything. But the players collectively. Man, there's over 10,000 cases a day in the state of Florida. So, yeah, the Blue Jay players don't want to go to Florida. Buffalo, there's a AAA stadium, but it doesn't meet Major League Baseball safety standards and coronavirus. They're like, before coronavirus, they could squeeze them in the clubhouse and tell them to shut up and deal with it, right? Now they can't. Like, it's just, it doesn't meet the safety protocols. So they're looking for a big league stadium. As of right now, as of like a couple hours ago, you know, it's the middle of the night now suddenly, but, you know, these stories, they were talking at 10, 11 o'clock tonight, and Pittsburgh seems to be the front runner right now. Baltimore's in a mix, but Baltimore's a division rival. It's kind of strange to play the division rival stadium, not to mention you're really losing an advantage from home field. It's one thing to be playing in a neutral field, and it's technically your home games. It's another thing to be playing. You know, like if they played in Baltimore, then every time they play the Baltimore Orioles, it would be a home game for the Orioles, right? Like it's a weird spot to be in. So what about, you said you're staying away from young teams, Drew, because I think young teams can get through this easier than vet teams. Veteran guys have kids. They're thinking, man, I don't even really want to be doing this. I already have a ton of money. We're already 8 games out of first place. This sucks. Got a bunch of idiots on my team that don't they don't care about coronavirus. You know, there's going to be a lot of guys like that. I like the young teams, Drew. I think a young team like the Blue Jays, that they're not fazed by the coronavirus. They're not put off. I even saw a guy on the Jays say, he goes, to be honest, he said, there's not a lot of us that actually even have kids on this team. The Jays are a very young team. They don't have families to worry about and kids to worry about. I think it's an advantage for them.
Yeah. Yeah, Gabe, I didn't mean that by I didn't want to bet on young teams. I just meant the Jays are kind of young in to the masses. There isn't like, they're kind of top of mind to a lot of MLB people out there. And actually, Gabe, I think the young thing like you're talking about, it's actually the type of profile of why I don't really want to bet on the Yankees to win the division, because who's chomping on their heels? The Rays, and the type of player that plays for the Rays, you know, playing in Tropicana Field, it's, you know, such a terrible ballpark that the kind of guy that signs with the Rays isn't really into the flashiness of the big fans and all that. So I think it actually takes that type of mentality and helps those type of teams,
yeah, not to
like
be
the Tampa Bay Rays and possibly like the Toronto Blue Jays, like you're talking about.
Yeah, and you're right, not to be flippant, but the Rays already play in front of no fans. And I don't mean it, I'm not doing it like to be sarcastic or anything, but it's true.
Exactly.
Like the Rays already play with no fans and sort of in that, like, you know, that environment, it won't throw them off at all. I think the Rays are a very dangerous team. And at plus 300, I do think there's value. Is it an amazing bet? You're getting in front of the Yankees. It's never, you know, no one's getting rich betting against the Yankees over the last couple of years, until you get to the playoffs at least. But plus 300 is enough to attract me. I want to get into the Central on the other side when we come back. The Minnesota Twins guys are only minus 130 to win this division. you know, the Cleveland Indians are a trendy team. I get it. The Indians are plus 260 right now, but come on, guys. The Twins are far better than the Indians are. Well, more Drew Martin bets on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I'm Renzi. We've got Drew Martin back in Las Vegas. As, we're talking Major League Baseball right now. He's talking about the Minnesota Twins, minus 130. People are high on the Cleveland Indians, and I get it. And listen, I think that Bieber can legitimately win the Cy Young, and I think that it wouldn't surprise me, man, if both these, if the wild card comes out of this division, one of the wild cards come out of this division as well, just because of the schedule that they're going to play. These teams are going to play a ton of games against the Detroit Tigers and against the Kansas City Royals. So both the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians have an opportunity to rack up the W's. It's just the Twins are better than the Indians are. And listen, there's a discrepancy in the odds, but I like this number. Listen, I'd prefer a plus number here than minus 130, but it's only 2 months, and I'm pretty comfortable that the Twins will win this division, Drew. I'm going to bet it. I like it. I'm going to play a small play on the Rays, plus 300. I'm going to play the Minnesota Twins as well to win this division. And you agree, right?
I do agree, Gabe. And I'm surprised it's not a pricier number than the minus 130 that you're talking about, because they are the defending AL Central champs. It's not like they're going to be surprising people and people don't know about their offensive firepower. I mean, and the fact that their starting pitching looks to be a little bit healthier. I mean, look at their starting pitcher, Jose Berrios. He's one of the better up-and-coming pitchers in MLB. So I'm with you, Gabe. I like it. I might get there myself.
All right. So here's another number. Here we have the Houston Astros. Astros, minus 145. This number is coming down right now. And, you know, we can talk about, all right, the Twins, it surprises you, it's only a $1.30. How about this? The Astros, minus 145. Are you buying into the Oakland Athletics? Are you buying into the Athletics to being able to win this division and knocking the Astros off? I talked about the Astros briefly earlier on the show, and I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. I think that the cheating stuff is a little bit overblown. I think they did it, but I also think everyone else was doing it as well. They just did it. You know, they got caught more than other people did. And their roster is just so damn good. I think they're going to cruise and win this division, even without Garrett Cole. Minus 145, I don't think it's a bad price.
Yeah, man, this is a tough one. This is kind of a tricky handicap, Gabe, because when you start talking about the AL West, obviously the Houston Astros, top of mind here, likely the most talented team in the division. You know, the cheating scandal, it comes right to the forefront. And how much is it going to affect the Houston Astros this year? I'm kind of on the fence here. Part of me agrees with you. Like, there's other teams doing it. You know, how much is it just going to singularly hurt the Houston Astros? I'm not so certain. But at the same time, this is something like I bet Mookie Betts before the whole pandemic happened that the Houston Astros would be hit by pitch, you know, an astronomical amount of times. And yeah. I felt really good about it. I thought that a lot of teams were going to be coming after the Houston Astros. And sure enough, I think that the pandemic helped them and people kind of forgetting about that. But I still think it lingers. When the Astros come into your home field, you're going to want to take it out at them. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Astros get hit by pitch more than any other team in MLB. And from playing baseball, when you get hit by a pitch and that pitcher's a little wild, that starts to affect your hard hit rate, how much your batting average, things of that nature. So I'm really not looking to be betting on the Houston Astros. If anything, I'd actually look to fade them, kid.
All right, Drew Martin says fade them. I disagree. I think they're going to drill teams. I think, like I said, I think they got a chip. It's very Patriot-like. It really is. We had a guest on earlier who compared it to the New England Patriots situation after, you know, one of their many scandals, and it galvanizes them. It motivates them, right? Teams have a hard time already. A lot of teams have to motivate themselves. No one believes in us, or, you know, this and that. And a lot of it's fake motivation. Yet the Astros actually really, you know, there's nothing fake about it. They know that everyone wants to see them fail. They know that everybody thinks that they were only good. And I don't think people really think that. I mean, do people really believe that Bregman's only good because of that, or that Altuve's only good because of that? No. I mean, you know, time. Listen, that's what makes sports betting so good. So, is it the Athletics, or you think the Angels are going to surprise the Rangers? And trust me, guys. Listen, I know I'm a little chalkish right now. Although we gave you the Rays in the AL East, so the Rays are +300. The Twins are only -130. I like the Astros at -145, but when we get into the National League, we got some more value with some of the teams that we like. But if not the Astros, then who in the American League West, Drew?
I mean, I probably think the Astros take it. I'm not sure that I'm willing to lay the -145 number that you said and hold it, you know, till the end of September. I think that it might be a better kind of proposition just to bet them game by game if you see it not affecting them very much. I will say this about the AL West. Yes, the Angels are getting better. I don't happen to think they're going to be as good as the market's saying that they're going to be, but the Texas Rangers are a team that I think could be pretty good, and the Oakland A's as well. Plus the fact the Seattle Mariners, a lot of people are talking about them, and I'm not saying they're going to be good or win the division, but I do think that they have a lot of young talent, and they're not going to be kind of ran over like they were last year in the division. So that's all going to take wins away from the Houston Astros. And Gabe, it kind of leads me into another season win total bet I have here in the AL West. And it's the LA Angels. I think that they're going to go under 32.5 games. It seems to be about 32.5 or 31.5 right now. New manager Joe Maddon, he's a guy that I know a lot of people out there, like kind of fan guys, like Joe Maddon because of the glasses and the Chicago Cubs, but I think he was just riding a lot of talent. I actually think in-game managers, he's one of the worst in baseball, so looking to fade him. I know that they got Rendon at third base. Shohei Ohtani, he's very good as well. Seems to be healthy. We'll see. And the fact, you know, Mike Trout, and he just had a kid game. So there's kind of a question mark behind Mike Trout with the pandemic, plus the fact, you know, it's kind of fading a guy when he has his first kid, which is a sharp angle with pitchers. I also look for that with hitters as well. And at 32.5, that's the same as 87 wins in a normal season, Gabe. They only went 72-90 last year, talking about the Angels. I don't see them having that big of a jump, 15 games difference in a normal season. They have no depth starting pitching. I'm picking the LA Angels under 32.5.
I like where you're going with that. Angels under the number. And, you know, and already Rendon is hurt. He's got an oblique injury. Probably not going to be ready for opening day and maybe even like a little bit longer right now. And, you know, as good as Mike Trout is, you know, the team just isn't all that great. And it just doesn't result. It doesn't result in wins. And the thing, listen, the Angels also, guys, and you know, so Drew's saying, and you know, we're having a little hard time here in Drew tonight. Tonight's one of these nights, actually, that you know, I'd like to forget when it's all said and done. But one thing I'll tell you about the Angels is their schedule is a killer, bro. And I've talked about this. They're playing like 26 of their games against three teams because of the division that they're in, the Angels. So they've got to deal with the Astros. Basically, they're playing the Astros 10 times. They're playing the A's 10 times. And then they play the Dodgers 6 times. That's 26 out of their 60 games against like premium caliber baseball teams. And with the, you know, with the Astros, the A's, and the Dodgers, puts the Angels in a really tough spot when you break it down like that. That's what I like about these futures this year with the 60 games. It's really manageable to support, sort of quantify it and say, wow, they got to play 26 games against these teams. And then after that, they only have 34 games against everyone else. I like that Angels under as well. Drew Martin Betts, follow him on Twitter. Drew, it was great to catch up with you in Las Vegas, Nevada. Stay safe, and may the winners be yours. Thanks, Drew.
Hey, Gabe, always fun, man. Love the show, and be safe, buddy. Talk soon.
Right, there's Drew Martin Betts. We love him, but I think it's time we start a GoFundMe account for a new phone or something. New phone. Maybe they need some 5G in Vegas. Like, what the hell's going on in Vegas? First we lose them, we get them back. It was going so well at first, too, you know? Yeah. Well, when you do thousands of shows a year, you know, you do thousands of shows of the year, it's like Krusty the Clown said. We've entertained you, you know, 12 years in the last 18 years, four nights a week. Well, you know, what can you say? When you're right 52% of the time, you're going to be wrong 48% of the time. All right, Big Card Julio, he's not wrong often. Big Card Julio in Chicago. Let's see what Julio has for us right now. I know it's nothing but winners, Julio. What do you got for us, brother?
That's a lot of pressure there, but let's see if we can deliver tomorrow on a good card. Manchester City are taking on Watford. Watford were... I won't get into them. We don't have the time. But Watford fired their manager, a team fighting to stay up in the English Premier League. Give me Man City all day. Manchester City -1.5 at -113, -2 at +155. I'm going anytime goal scorer in this match as well. Gabriel Jesus +108. Raheem Sterling +118, Riyad Mahrez +180, Phil Foden +230, David Silva +310, Kevin De Bruyne +195. Rewind to listen to those plays as well. AC Milan Sassuolo.
That's a lot of goal scorers there.
Syria A.
A lot of goal scorers
there. Well, I figure, Gabe, if I hit 3 out of 6, I think City will get 3, maybe 4 goals. If I can get 3 out of those 6 guys, I see that as being quite positive.
Yeah, it'd be real nice. Nice plus money, but yeah.
Plus money is the way to go. If it were minus money, I would not play that. Serie A, AC Milan take on Sassuolo. Sassuolo, the best team in Serie A when it comes to over 2.5 goals, which is quite surprising considering Atalanta scored 4 goals a game. They're 27-7 to the over 2.5 goals. They're taking on AC Milan, who are on a 5-game over 2.5 goal winning streak. Give me both teams to score over 2.5 -175. Both teams to score over 3.5 +118. MLS TFC +112. And give me that young Canadian, Gabe, anytime goal scorer, Acuna, I believe his name, or whatever his name is, A-K-I-N-O-L-A. Yeah, there you go. +170 anytime goal scorer. And let's start the morning off right in the Australian A-League. Over 2.5, Sydney FC, Newcastle Jets. Take care, everybody.
Big Card Julio. Julio with us. He doesn't play around, Big Card Julio, huh? He's got like every guy in a match. I'm like, wow, it's a lot of goal scorers. Like, there better be a lot of goals. Yeah, listen, Akinola has been free money for us as far as scoring goals is concerned because Jose Altidore has been out. Right, Nakanola is really taking advantage of this. He scored in both TFC matches so far. Big game for TFC. The last time they played the Revolution, it was a 1-1 draw. Before that, TFC got the better of them the previous two times before that. TFC are coming to play in this game, and I think they're going to be able to get it done. I'm looking at a 2-1 TFC win. I think we're going to go. I think we can get there. I think TFC are going to get it done, and but it's not going to be easy. Like I said, I'm going to go with a 2-1. We say TFC win this, so we'll take TFC and the over. And don't look now, but we've actually gotten on a little bit of a roll in the MLS tournament, hitting in that draw tonight in tonight's match.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better
okay.
at it.
Who's dealing? Who's in? Fortrage Late Night continues. I'm Morency. Bobby Riggs, the great Bobby Riggs. A great tennis player and a great degenerate legendary gambler as well. Big man on campus. He likes to gamble. We're talking a little soccer right now. Hopefully, listen, we got baseball. They played some exhibition baseball, big man. So we're going to have regular season baseball on Thursday in the second hour of the show. I'm going to get into some futures, some win totals, division numbers, and everything else in between. There's only a couple of days before the season starts. But NFL football, that's another story, big man. College football, another story as well. And you're seeing right now NFL players speaking out in unison, you know, and big time players from, you know, Drew Brees to J.J. Watt to, you know, Jarvis Landry, you know, across the board. They seem to be pretty unified in this, that the NFL has to do a hell of a lot better job in providing safety protocols. They didn't say they're not playing. So I don't think they're not. I'm not saying there's not going to be NFL football, but I never believed they were going to kick off in September. I'm not really convinced they'll play a full 16-game season, big man, right now. And truth be told, like college football, like we're really on the clock right now. Like, you know, I've heard coaches say that they need 6 weeks. Then they're like, all right, maybe I could pull it off in 4 weeks to get a team ready. You know, look, West Virginia, you know, had kids working out and like 38 of them or something got coronavirus. They had to shut down. They had to shut everything down. Right away. What do you make of the NFL players bitching right now about the lack of safety protocols in place?
Well, I obviously understand it. It's kind of sad that the NFL has been given what, you know, 4+ months. I mean, we kind of just assumed they would be ones to figure it out. But then again, I guess it's important to understand. I mean, this is still a league that doesn't understand what a catch is, or we don't know what a catch is. So are they really able to figure anything out? I will
That's
say this.
Point.
I think it's important. I think it's important to give it some time. From what I actually saw a video earlier of the Vikings. They did a tour of their complex and they showed kind of what the facility looks like now that coronavirus is important. And it's kind of the new normal. And I have to figure that every other team is kind of doing that as well, and we'll be ready for the season. I'm still confident that I think the season will be able to be played. I said the other day, and I've kind of been saying this for a while, I think that Oakley face mask is a game changer. I really do. I don't know why it's not getting more talk. I think it's something that will obviously be a big thing. I mean, if you can protect all the players during the plays and that kind of thing. And as I said to you many times, I think baseball is going to be big for them. If baseball kind of comes off and it works and players aren't getting sick and everyone's good to go, I think it'll be better for the NFL, obviously. But yeah, they need to get it figured out. I think they will, and I think they are. If this Vikings facility is any indication, I'm hoping, obviously, all the other teams are taking notes, and I'm sure they'll be ready to go.
It's a good point that you raise as far as, you know, the Nash, everyone sort of believe, well, Listen, oh, the NFL, they could just throw money at it, right? Well, the NFL could do whatever they want. They could build this. They could do that. They could do whatever they, you know, whatever they need to do. Yet, you know, it seems like they're choosing really not to do anything right now. And it's a good point that you raised. We're talking about a league that can't, like, they don't know what a catch is. They don't know what pass interference is. They still, you know, feed players, you know, painkillers and get them addicted to Percocet, but get upset if they smoke weed, right? Like the NFL, you know, they're out of touch with reality, the NFL. And, you know, one quote that I saw a coach, and I think it's Sean Payton. You know, I was trying to read between the lines because he was part of the interview, and then they said an unnamed coach, but Payton was part of the interview. And Payton said, basically, he said, the draft going off and doing the draft has given Goodell like a false sense of security moving forward, right? That the NFL is somehow invincible and stuff. Yet, you know, the thing with baseball is, big man, you're kind of isolated. You look at guys in the outfield, like in the infield, there's instances in which you're going to be close to someone, but not that much actually. And, you know, baseball does a good job. Like the Koreans set the table for this of getting rid of the baseball, right? Like, they're going to go through a lot of baseballs this year, guys.
Right.
They're going to go through a lot of balls, guys. Like, basically, once, like, they're not supposed, I don't know if you saw the video the other day with Gerrit Cole, but he struck some, they were doing an intra-squad scrimmage. He struck someone out, and Sanchez threw it around the horn after. And ball's dead after that. Like, you know what I mean? The ball gets taken out of play right away. So they do a good job with that. There are people like breathing on top of each other. I agree. That Oakley helmet thing is great. You know, I don't see, big man, how bad things just don't happen. That's what I'm just stating. Like, they're going to try to pull this off with football. But it could end poorly. Like, if someone gets really sick in football, it could end very badly. They're not like rip basketball players, all these guys.
Here's the thing, and here's something that maybe it'll set you a little bit straight. I don't know, but I think the question, I think all the teams will be fine day to day. It's just, does the NFL, have they prepared for everything else? Like, what happens if a player tests positive? That kind of thing.
Well, but that's the thing, big man. It's almost like society itself, like where the states are almost like they're the cities that defend for themselves.
Yeah.
I think the teams are like putting their own protocols in place. Then they're, you know, they want to keep their own players safe. They want them to be healthy so they can play. So you're right about that. I think the NFL players, as you stated, they're more like, what about this? And what about that? What if we get it? What if our careers are? What about this? Who's paying for that? Right? And the NFL just doesn't have any answers for that.
Yeah, and I think that's something they obviously need to hammer out. They need to do it quick. But, you know, you look at, like, the Vikings, for instance. They're doing every other shower head will be removed. You know, training room, they're going to have plexiglass between every, you know, kind of chair or whatever they have. Meeting rooms, everything is, you know, all the seats are spaced out. I mean, there's testing as you come into the building. The cafeteria is only going to have a certain amount of people. There's just all different crazy things they're doing. And the facility's much safer, obviously. But, yeah, the NFL needs to come out and say, how does testing work? You know, what happens if someone tests positive? You know, is it daily testing? All that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's huge. And look at, and also, Gabe, what about if you live in a hot spot? You know, you're a Dolphin, or you're an Arizona Cardinal, or you're a Buffalo Bill. I mean, it's totally different. So yeah, the MLB is kind of a thing. And I know you mentioned it's a little different of a sport, but just the overall kind of trajectory of the season is similar in the way of they have to travel and they have to do all that thing. And there's obviously a shorter amount of games, but we'll see. It's something they got to do, and they got to do quick.
You know, I don't know if you saw the story, guys. So I know a lot. I don't know. I'm sure you saw it, big man. But and I know a lot of we have a lot of Blue Jay fans tuning in. So the Blue Jays, of course, they thought they were going to be able to play in Toronto, and the local you know, Toronto said okay, but the federal government shut it down. And now, like, so there was a big thought process. All right, they're just going to go to Florida to their spring training home. They'll play in Dundee in Florida. And, you know, it's only 2 months. It is what it is. But the players don't want to go to Florida. So as you stated, big man, they're like, They're like, they point blank said, we're not going to play. We're not living in the state of Florida. Like, we're not moving to Florida.
Well, Gabe.
So then, Gabe, then they're like, all right, we'll go to Buffalo. They can't go to Buffalo, big man. They want to go. The players are now, at some point, the Jays are going to have to shut up and suck it up. But they want to play in a major league stadium. So it's like, well, where? So the problem with Buffalo is it's a AAA facility. It looks nice enough, like on TV and stuff. But the thing is, like you were just talking about the Vikings, they're not fitted for this stuff. It's a minor league facility. Right. Minor league facilities aren't supposed to have posh clubhouses, big man. Hey, you're not supposed to want to stay there. It's
sure
like motivated to get out. It's too small for them to play. Like they said, it's too dangerous in the clubhouse. There's not enough room for the players. So here we are in 5 days, bro. They don't have a place to play.
Yeah, I don't understand. I got to tell you, and I know, you know, I've lauded Canada for their, you know, tremendous work they've done with this virus. But I mean, Gabe, it's not like they're there. Like, why can't they just quarantine people in hotels? Like, if you leave the hotel, you're fine. Like, it's pretty simple. I don't understand how it's so difficult. I mean,
the Blue Jay players.
What's the problem?
The Blue Jay players didn't want to. They can't live in the hub like for the whole time. Like they would be the only team.
Why do they have to stay? Why can't they just go home?
Because if you go into Canada, big man, and come from the United States, you have to quarantine for 14 days.
Yeah,
so
I mean, Canada
would have had to live in a perpetual state of quarantine, right? That was their problem.
Yeah. I guess I forgot about that. I mean, look, I can't knock Canada because they've been able to figure this out.
They're
and they're stranger rules. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a, you know, in this case, I think it's a little much. But, hey, that's why your country has it figured out and we don't.
Exactly. But think, big man, like we're just talking about, like if you're Toronto, what are you going to do when the Florida Marlins come? Like, I don't know. They all could have it. You don't know, right? Like, so then they're bringing it into the country. Then they're leaving. And then the Yankees are coming.
What do you think they're going to do?
I don't know. My gut instinct. I know. Dude, the season starts on Friday. They don't have a home.
Yeah.
And the Blue Jay players, they even said, like, they admitted. They go, yeah, it's kind of wearing on us. It's not easy not knowing where you're going to live. Like, Bruce, like, they don't have houses.
Yeah.
Like, they, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have condos. They don't know where they're living. And the season starts. And the teams tell them, don't worry about it. We'll handle it.
Maybe let's just take the year off, Blue Jays.
I think Buffalo's going to be the place. I think Buffalo's going
to
be.
I think.
Like, the problem is, number one, they need to install Major League Baseball lights, big man, in Buffalo. Like, fast. Like, the lighting isn't good.
Yikes.
Yeah. The lights are like in the minors are notoriously bad. And so they need new Major League Baseball lights. It's not cheap. So like the Blue Jays have to pay for that. Like they're willing to do it. But then they're like, it's not just the lights. The clubhouses suck and it's too small. They're like, we can't cramp these guys together. Like it's dangerous. So I don't know. They're going to smash walls down there in Buffalo. And then they're like, the Blue Jays already spent all this money too, dude, planning ahead for this. And to play in Dundee in Florida, same thing. They installed big league lights. They made the clubhouse nicer. Like they've been investing all this money to make the Florida facility nicer. And they're like, we can't go live in Florida. It's like a death trap. We're not going there. So they're running out of options. Charlotte, North Carolina has come up now. They've got a nice, stadium that I guess the Blue Jays could use. And believe it or not, big man, your backyard, Philadelphia. Like, there's talk that they might just play in Philadelphia or New York, like when the Yankees aren't there or the Phillies aren't there. Like, I don't know. Like, that's a stupid idea.
That's
like,
wild.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think you're going to have to just go to Charlotte or Florida or one of these. Buffalo seems like the most likely, I would think. But
I don't know. Like, it's hard to build. I don't know. Come up with something. You got money. It's big league. You got Major League Baseball. You can come up with something. All right, hang in here, Big Man. I want to get your couple of more soccer takes and picks before we get Big Man out of here. We'll get into the baseball. We'll continue to talk about this Blue Jay situation. We'll give you the options and the situation and the details. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're into the final moments here. For you insomniacs, psychopaths, and crazy people that stay up all night, we've got soccer early in the morning. For those of you on the West Coast, 6 a.m. Kickoff, 9 a.m. Eastern. And if you're wondering, listen, you know, 9 a.m., it sucks. If you're a degenerate gambler, I get it. You know what I mean? It's, you know, you could say, wow, it's good to have sports on at any time, but you know, you have an MLS tournament, you want to get as many, you know, as many viewers as possible. And the tournament, listen, not every game has been a masterpiece. There's been a couple of bad ones. It's hot as hell there. The players are getting tired and worn out right now, but we're going to be getting into the knockout stage. And I think the quality is going to get better actually as we move forward. But it just sucks that, you know, for people on the West Coast, 6 a.m. is pretty hardcore. Right? I mean, hell, you could have a lot of money on the game and still not stay up at, you know, 6 in the morning. But with that being stated, we got 6 a.m. If you're up, Scott Wetzel's going to be on as well. So you've got the, you got TFC and you got the Revolution here. They're playing for first place in their group. And you get an extra day off. You face an easier opponent. So it is actually, it is an important match. We don't know TFC's starting lineup right now. They're not, they don't release this stuff until like sort of like right before the match type of deal. But Jose Altidore was talking about how he doesn't like the morning games. I don't think he's going to play. I think, listen, Akinola's got 5 goals, guys, in two games. He's just been on absolute fire, this dude. I think TFC are going to get it done. I'm going to call it 2-1. TFC victory. So let's go with TFC on the plus money, like plus 115, plus 120. And let's go over 2.5 TFC and the over in the early morning hours. We'll catch you on Game Time Decisions. Don't forget Bagels and Bad Beats with Scott Wetzel. And then we follow Scotty Farrell right here on the grid. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.